Hello, it's a great day. My name is Harkinzo Kenyumiale, and I'm welcoming you to today's iMentor session. Now, so we're talking about something that is equally important today, is what I title Life Strategy. I want you to understand that in life, we need to be relentless. We need to keep going. We need to keep moving. If there is someone in life who is not moving, is either the person is dead or the person is useless for the generation ahead. One of the things that you need to understand in life is that you cannot stay at the same point and accept to be a leader and expect to be a leader. You cannot stay at the same point and expect to command results. You always need to be in motion. And the funny thing is, in the 19th century, in the 20th century, the in thing was speed, in the sense that you've got to be fast. You've got to move from one place to another. And how fast you do that tells so much about how effective you are. But in the century that we have, things have gone haywire. In a good way, we're now dealing with acceleration. And there's one simple thing about acceleration. There's a way acceleration will make speed look useless. So if you really want to be part of the trendsetters in the new generation that we are, you've got to learn acceleration. Now let's go back to the topic of today. Life strategy. I want you to understand that in your life, you need to be very strategic. It is very, very important. Now, one thing about life that we all need to understand and we all need to get a grab on is what I call purpose. You must have heard of purpose before. Maybe somewhere you talked about discovering yourself, self-discovering, knowing what you're called to do, knowing the solution you're meant to provide for this generation, and all of that thing. But I want you to understand something, that there is a general law. It's a spiritual law. It's a mental law. It's a physical law. It's called the Twain Principle. Now, what do I call the Twain Principle? It's T-W-A-I-N. It basically means that everything in life is parallel, in the sense that there are always two directions to it. Now, there's only one entity in the whole of the universe that has the excuse of being just one, of being prime. And that is God, the source, the creator, whatever you choose to call him. But even beyond all that, he chooses not to go with the prime principle, because he understood the place of cause and effect, actions and reactions, you know, cause, intent, and all of those things being put together. But one thing that you also need to understand that I'll make you know today is, when it comes to life, to be strategic, you need to understand the Twain Principle. The Twain Principle works everywhere. It's the principle you uphold to show if you'll be a success or a failure, if you will move or you will be at the same point, if you will live or you will die, if you will stand or you will fall, if you will speak or you will be silent. There's just so much you can talk about the Twain Principle. That's not what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about your purpose. Now, when it comes to life strategy, you need to understand two things. Now, some people major in just one thing and they keep hammering it, but that's not effective. You need to understand what are the things you need to know as regards life and how to maximize things. Now, that is where life strategy comes into place. Now, you've heard about fulfilling purpose and all those things, but there's one subtle one the Lord people do not get to understand, because it might seem religious or spiritual, but it's equally important. And that's what I call the enemy of purpose. Now, the day you discover your purpose, you also need to understand that you will have an enemy of purpose. The enemy of purpose could be someone. The enemy of purpose could be something. The enemy of purpose could be somewhere. That you need to know what you need to do that would stop you, what you need to stop doing, what you need to evade, what you need to run from, or what you need to fight to maintain your purpose. Now, the reason why a lot of people have not been fulfilled in life, because I hear a lot of people when I'm mentoring or I'm counseling people, they tell me, Hark, I've practiced all the principles. I'm doing it as it is in the books. But I'm just not getting all the results. That's when I realized that a lot of people are just facing one direction. Direction of purpose. 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 Without knowing that there is an enemy of purpose. Now, I'll make this simple. There's a simple analogy that I have for you. The enemy of purpose is like something that is ready to puncture holes into your container. Let's say life is a container and your purpose is water that you're supposed to pour into that container. Now, what the enemy does is to puncture holes into those containers, that no matter how much water you pour into that container, it never gets full. It never gets filled. And that is why people don't get fulfilled in life. Now, one thing you also get to understand is that there's some people who understand purpose. They know their purpose. But they're pouring so much water into the container of life, but they don't get fulfilled because the container never gets full. It never gets filled. And they get frustrated. They get suicidal. They lose hope. They get scurried. It's because they do not know that there's something, someone, or somewhere called the enemy of purpose that they need to put attention into. Now, there's some other people on the other end of the line. They understand that there is something, someone, or somewhere called an enemy of purpose, and they give that enemy all of their time. They fight it, they evade it, they run from it. They do so many things, and they die battling that enemy of purpose without pouring any water into their containers of life. In the same way, the enemy has won. This is where strategy comes. We need to be strategic to know to leave purpose. But while we're living in purpose, we need to be sensitive to know what the enemy of purpose is doing. The basic thing is we need to be smarter than your enemy of purpose. Everyone will have one. You need to understand what your purpose in life is. I cannot tell you that. It's something you need to discover yourself. I cannot also tell you who, where, or what your enemy of purpose will be. It's something you need to discover for yourself. But you need these two things to be complete. You need to know how to advance in your purpose, and you need how to overcome your enemy of purpose. This is what you need to do in life. To stand up, to stand right, to be a voice in this generation. You need to walk in line with your purpose and also know that there is an enemy standing, lurking somewhere, hoping that you fall. I need to discover that person and overcome. Sometimes it's not just something you kill once and instead it's something you need to fight on a daily basis. That is what you need to discover on your own, by yourself. I'm sure that we did stop here. A few of you, we have questions. You can ask me questions, whatever thing you do not understand, or whatever experience you're having, I just need someone to help clarify things for you. That's why I'm an iMentor. That's why I'm here. Now, if you want to get in touch with me, you can always mail me at harkainzelkenny@gmail.com. Don't worry, I'm going to spell that for you. It's harkainzelkenny. @gmail.com. So it's harkainzelkenny@gmail.com. You can hook me up on Twitter, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on social media, even my blog. Just Google the word Harkainzel, harkainzel. You get to see everything about me. Let's get talking. Your life needs strategy. You need to put things into place. Understand your pros and understand the cons. That is how you can get fulfilled in life. I'm going to end with this. The cup of life is before you. The cup of life is ahead of you. You need to fill it up. You need to make it full. And that is how to have a fulfilled life. I would always end with this. May you always walk in the faith of the Lord. And I'll say this, unleashing soteria, lambano soteria. The next time I hear from you, I believe that you would have started making strategic discoveries, strategic decisions to make your life worth living. Enjoy your day and have a great day.